Hello.
Hello, Ellen. This is Dad here. Sweetheart.
Daddy.
What? This is Dad. I mean, I heard they're having a meeting without me, and I want to decide wherever I want to live. I'm quite competent to look after myself, and I want to decide where I want to live. I'm old enough, isn't it?
Who's having a meeting?
Yeah, the girls and Eli, like Andy and Claire and Lindo.
Well, who says you're incompetent?
Well, I mean, my psychiatrist had questioned me, and he said
that. Who set that up? Marlene set that up.
No, there's nothing wrong with me. Said this is that was Andy that took a psychiatrist, and he questioned me, and the psychiatrist
told me. Who's the one that said you were incompetent? It was Marlene.
That was the
Marlene's the one that brought you to the psychiatrist.
That's the psychiatrist that Andy took me. And he says,
that's a lie, Dad. That was Marlene that did it.
And he says that...
That was Marlene.
That was Andy. Anyways,
that was Marlene.
No, that was Andy. Anyways, the psychiatrist told me, he says that you're quite competent to look after your things and you're...
Okay, why did Marlene have you deemed incompetent?
That there's nothing wrong with me. And he says, you're entitled to live wherever you want. You're old enough. And that's what he said. And that was Andy that brought the psychiatric to assess me, and he says you're quite competent. There's not you should be, you're able to look after your own affairs.
Where are you right now?
Fine, you're looking after your own affairs.
Where are you right now?
Yeah, in BC.
What are you doing there?
I have papers signed that I could go back where I belong on my homestead, and they just don't. They don't honor it, though, so I'm quite old enough to look after myself.
Why did you go back to BC?
So when I'm going back home on my homestead, that's where I have papers signed with Andy and all the rest of the family that I'm...
Ben, I'm not getting involved with this. As long as you're dealing with the devil, I'm not talking to you about this.
So I have a lawyer to protect me, and he says you have the rights.
As long as you're dealing with Marlene, nobody's going to talk to you about this. Everybody's been trying to help you, and as long as you're dealing with Marlene, we're not talking to you.
So Andy is...
End of story. Everybody's been helping you. And as long as you're dealing with Marlene, we are not going to help you.
Andy's a real devil.
Somebody's trying to help you, Dad.
Yeah.
Stop it!
Andy's...
Quit lying, quit playing these stupid-ass games. Everybody's bent over backwards for you, and you keep running back to Marlene. So nobody's feeling sorry for you right now. As long as you keep running back to Marlene, Linda and Claire and Andy have bent over backwards for you their whole life, and you keep running back to Marlene.
So I'm doing okay. I mean, I'm going to...
Dad!
I'm entitled to...
Why are you dealing with her? What is wrong with you? Are you dealing with her?
I'm dealing with my lawyer. No, I had no
Marlene,
had
why are you dealing
before.
With her? Why are you living there? Why are you there?
That's what my lawyer told me to get her.
And why are you there? Why did you run out the back door and go back to BC?
So that was it. My lawyer authorized me to do that. He's the one that done
lawyer.
It for me. My lawyer done it for me, okay? And, yeah. So I'm old enough to look after my own things. So there you go. I mean, that's why I'm going to be going back home and to my homestead. Where I worked there all my life, and I planted trees all my life, and I've done some new land. I broke some land. I pick up roots.